City Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big News Show, episode one, because the first one was so bad we decided to do it all over again. What's going on, everybody? I'm Ben Bailey. I'm here with Emma Gleason. You can say hi, babe.
Hi. That was amazing, babe.
Oh, thank you very much. And to answer your first question, yes, that was actually me playing the guitar live right here in this room, and another me, like a me and then another me. So welcome back to the Big News Show, everybody. Last week was an absolute mess. We almost changed the name of the show to The Big Debacle. We thought about it. We thought, hey, this is going to
like
be great.
It too.
Nice call. We thought about literally consider changing the name to The Big Debacle because things went so wrong. But since then, I spent about 100 hours in here, and I think we've got stuff sorted. You guys can let us know if we don't have things just right, but you could also just sit back and enjoy the Big News Show. You could admire the fact that I now have a comedy club in my basement. Bam! Holy shit! It's a dream come true. My commute just got really short, everybody. I don't have to leave the house. Home and work. It's good to work at home. I guess that's not really novel anymore. A few years ago, I was like, wow, that's an amazing thing. You could work from home. Now everyone's like, you go to work? You have to go out to go to work? What do you mean? Honestly, we should all just do stuff all in the same place all the time. Now people immediately are like, oh, what do you mean? Are you talking about a commune? Yeah, he's a commie. Turn it off. The guy's a fucking communist. No, I'm just saying, people live 2 hours from where they work. And it's just like, how much stuff do you have? Like, you got four walls and a, pack your shit up and move closer to where you work, man. Like, you have to be pretty dug in to commute 2 hours, you know? This is weird. It's coming from me. Next time I go to work, I'm going to commute like a 3 hour flight to work for 2 hours and then come home again. So I was doing gigs. There was all these overseas gigs. I did Edinburgh and then there was all these overseas gigs and they were booking people in Dubai and China and like all over the place. And it was always like, isn't there this other comic? And I was saying like, isn't there someone closer? Like you travel for a whole day and then you just stand up and talk for, you know, a half hour. Wasn't there anyone closer by that could have just stepped in? But no, it's a very specific skill set. And I'm very fortunate. I feel very lucky to be able to do what I do. It's a new year, everybody. It's a brand new year. It's 2022, which to me begs the question, when do you stop wishing people Happy New Year? I think like April is the cutoff. I'm kidding. I think it's like it's the first week to 10 days. After that, it's like, you know what? Shut up. Happy New Year. You know, the first one is like, hey, Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, Happy New Year. And then some shit goes wrong and people are like, Happy New Year. Like, you know, it's the 14th. How long are you going to carry on with this Happy New Year business? And I love how it's like Happy New Year, like a whole year. I wish that you would be happy for the whole of the new year. I wish you 365 days of happiness, and then you can get back to the usual shit. Happy New Year. The cutoff, I'm going to make it official. The cutoff is January 15th. It's the 15th. That's it. If it's the 16th and you wish me a Happy New Year, I'm going to slap your face. Happy New Year. Whoosh. Feeling pretty good about it right now. Whoosh. Don't go around slapping people, but just be aware. You know, New Year's Eve is pretty interesting anyway. It's kind of just like the end of the loop. Like the whole time thing, all the labels on it are just things that we made up. You know, the earth is still going around. The sun is there and not. It doesn't matter what it says in our little boxes. No, hold on. No, they have it written down wrong. The moon shouldn't be out yet. Sometimes you see the moon in the day. Like, what, dude, what are you doing? But New Year's is like it's just a weird thing. Everybody makes such a big deal out of it. New Year's Eve is like, it's the biggest setup for the biggest letdown most years, right? It's like, oh, this is going to be the greatest night, you know? Mm. you're like haggling for the jockeying for the best thing to do. Everyone's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing for New Year's?" I don't know. I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? Like, nobody's saying anything. Everyone's like, "I'm going to do this, but I got this other thing back here that's even better that I might bail." Just the whole nature of that pisses me off. People are competitive. Like, yeah, no, I'm going to go over this other very exclusive thing that I can't tell you about. It's going to be better than this. It's just me in my house. It's so exclusive. It's just me. And then you go out, you try to make the best day of the year out of it. Like, it's going to be amazing, man. And it never lives up. It never lives up. Maybe one time it was so good, then you're trying to relive it, you know? And I love how everybody makes New Year's resolutions. Well, not everybody. Some people are like, nope, I'm totally perfect already. It's a new year, and I'm still flawless. So I shall make no resolutions. I shall make no decisions to change or better myself in any way because I am perfect. Happy New Year. And other people are like, all right, I'm going to make changes in my life. I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to improve my quality of my life, and I'm going to be, you know, they set all these goals, but then they set themselves up to trip at the starting line. New Year's Eve is not a good foundation for change, for lasting change, is what I'm saying. It just doesn't work. Like, start a few days in. It doesn't matter that it's the first day of the year. It's just a little box on a piece of paper. Take a little time. You see what I'm saying? It's a flawed system. Because if you make a resolution, you're gonna blow it out the night before. Like, whatever you're trying not to do after that point, you're gonna delve way into that shit. Right? People are like, "Oh, here's what we're gonna do. New Year's Eve is gonna be great. It's gonna be great. At like noon, we're gonna start drinking over at Bobby's house. We're gonna drink for like 2 hours over there, and then we're gonna go out and we're gonna start drinking. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna go over to the tavern. Then we're gonna go over to fucking Uncle Mikey's. And you know, by 6-7 o'clock, we should be pretty well looking up, and that's when the hookers are coming in." We're gonna get the hookers in. We're gonna get the cocaine. At the end of the night, we got cockfights. They do everything. They stay out till 6 in the morning. I'm going to party all fucking night. It's 6 o'clock in the morning when it's the new year. I'm going to start eating more vegetables. I'm going to read more. Starting right then. As soon as I wake up the morning after the worst fucking bender of my life, I'm going to eat eggs twice a week, I think, after that. When I wake up in the street in a puddle of my own vomit, right then, I'm going to start taking vitamins. I'm going to start exercising. It's not a good foundation for change, the New Year's Eve. So make your decisions and then evolve with them slowly. Don't try to just go like overnight. Be like, this is what I'm going to do starting right now. Go. No, slow down. Think it out. Gradual change sticks around. Quick change doesn't last. It's not gonna fucking last, is what I'm saying. That's how far I made it before I said it, you guys. I was trying not to. It's the big new show, and I wanted it to be clean, and it's not. But oh well, so what? Big deal. I hope you guys like my comedy club. I just built it, and I feel pretty good about it. I hope you guys had a good New Year's Eve. I hope everyone can hear me and see me. I'd like to say thank you to everyone for your help last week, those of you that were watching and helped us out. Thank you very much. We were in here for a couple hours working on stuff with help from you guys. And then I literally was in here for like 5 total hours tweaking stuff and trying to get it just right. So it should be pretty good to go. We did a lot of testing. Hopefully it is. And thank you to you guys for your help. And Happy New Year, everybody. I still have a few days to work that in there. Happy New Year. I hope it's better than last year, because last year, like the year before, was a shit show in my neighborhood. Like, what a mess. I just when we thought we were going to get our lives back, Omicron was like, boom! No! Omicron! Rah! Omicron smash! It was like one day we were like, yeah, it seems pretty good. We're kind of getting back to normal. And then the next day it was like, fuck, 80% of humans have Omicron. Holy shit. What happened? Like, I just got calls from everybody. Dude, I got it. I fucking got it. I can't believe I got it. I haven't been outside in 2 years. How the fuck did I get it? I don't know. But, man, that shit is contagious. Super contagious. Which isn't a word. But this is the big new show. This is the big new show setup. I hope you guys like it. I love it. I'm so in love with it. I will stay on 24 hours a day. I will stand here and talk to you for 24 hours, but just for one day. Then I will be very tired. I'm so happy with it, man. Someone last week said, was that you playing the guitar in the open? And I thought, why is that not me playing the guitar in the open? Because I got to be honest with you, people. You don't know this, but I'm kind of a fucking badass on that guitar. I ain't going to lie to you, folks. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to show you. One time a week, I'm going to show you a little bit on the guitar. It's not going to be the same every time. We're going to change shit up. We got a lot of fun stuff that we're going to be able to do on this show that we haven't shown you guys yet. We've shown you a fair amount, but we haven't shown you everything, nor will we. Some of it we keep just for ourselves. We just come down and watch our little bits all alone. Uh-huh. They'll never know. They'll never know, man. It's been cold. It's been so incredibly cold out. I looked at my phone the other day, and it said 3 on it. I looked at the phone, which is interesting because I'm outside freezing, and I'm like, well, let me check my phone. I'm out there shivering. Like, let me just make sure that I'm cold. Oh, yeah. The phone says it's cold as a motherfucker out here. I am freezing. Mm-hmm. I looked at it. It said 3. You know what I did? I shook it. I'm like, come on, phone. Come on, baby. You can give me more than that. Warm it up now. Warm it up for me, phone. Warm it up. It didn't. The phone did not help out at all. It was freezing. It's been terribly, terribly cold. Mm-hmm. No moisture left in the region. Nothing. Nothing. And I'm glued to the weather app, the Weather Channel app. There's a front moving in. Which, you know, it changes a lot. Sometimes it's worth it. You go back and you check, oh, good, we can actually go and do what we're going to do. I used to make fun of my parents and grandparents for talking about the weather. And then I grew up and I realized that there's really nothing else to talk about. Just the changes in the weather. I think my least favorite weather condition is rain. I really don't like rain, which is weird because I love water. I think it's a delicious beverage. I love to bathe in it. I love to swim in it. But if it's falling out of the sky in little droplets, I'm like, get off, get off. Ah! I freak out like it's acid coming out of the sky. I go into this position. This stops the rain and keeps it off of me, keeps it out of my eyes and protects one tiny little part of my neck. But that's what I do every time. I'd rather drive. I don't like driving in the rain. You can't see shit. Light is hitting all the water droplets on everything and making everything very difficult to see. I always said I'd rather drive in the rain than in the snow. And yeah. I'd definitely rather drive than ride. I do not like to ride. Because when I'm riding, I'm watching a driver like, well, you know what the fuck you're doing over there? Mm. Are you aware? Do you have the sixth sense that a driver such as myself has? I don't think so. Because anybody that drives for a living will tell you, if you spend enough time driving a car or a truck or whatever the hell it is a part of you. At the end of it, you are so in with that thing that it's like an extension of your body. Mm-hmm. And you have a separate sixth sense about what's going on around you on the road. I used to know that people were going to make a dumb mistake on the road before they did it. Yeah. I'd be like, watch this guy. Look at him. Oh, yep, there he goes. Good thing we're way back here. I wish we could, like, release a blooper reel from the cash cab filming days of all the bits of me shouting at other drivers and giving them the finger and being given the finger and then, like, getting out and getting into a shouting match and them going like, oh, shit, it's Ben Bay. Hey, hey, man, I fucking love you. I'm like, well, I hate you still. I don't know you all of a sudden. I'm still in the angry part. Get the fuck out of my way. No, but I love you, man. I love you. All right, everybody. This is episode 1 of the big new show. I'm going to head over to Vic's Bar. I'll see you guys over there. Woo.
Yeah, hey, let me just get a Stella, whatever you got. Sweet. Cheers, everybody. That sure
Cheers,
went better than
baby.
Last week, didn't it? Hello,
that,
folks.
That was great. That was hilarious.
Oh, thank you very much. That was fun. That felt very fun.
It's really good.
I think levels are good. I think everything's good.
People are saying this sounds good. I mean...
Oh, my God. You don't know what that means to me. You have no idea what that means to me.
Well, there was...
It means everything.
Someone even said it was perfect at the beginning. Sound equals perfect, so...
So that was the key. Set the bar low. Oh, my God, it's perfect. I can actually hear you. Welcome to the Big News Show, episode one, you guys. Last week was the big debacle. This week is the big news show.
Let's hope so.
The Big Debacle. I just like that name. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I do too. I'd love to call it that now. But, you know, Big News Show is good too.
It's the Big News Show.
It's very descriptive.
It's big. It's new. It's a show. It's the Big News Show. That's how we came up with the name, quite literally. Yeah. You guys were here. You remember.
That was the intro and the guitar. But I felt
thanks,
like,
babe.
I'm like, you know, should I clap and cheer at the end?
Yes. Let me just go ahead and settle that for you. If there's ever a time when you're not sure if you should clap and cheer for me, get right in there, babe.
All
just
right.
Do it.
All right. I mean, Kieran's doing things, so just be me, like, clapping and cheering.
Well, and that's
it
fine.
It just seems a bit underwhelming.
Underwhelming. That's it. Now, is that really a word?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I've heard it enough times that
I feel like
it must be.
Overwhelming, underwhelming. Like, overwhelming means, yeah. Like, this is too much for me. Underwhelming is then what? It's not. This is not enough.
Yeah.
I am not whelmed enough. I need to be more.
I was not whelmed.
And
by that.
I like.
It's very underwhelming.
I feel that we should all take the opportunity to pronounce the WH in anything. Now I don't even know if there's a WH in whelm, but I think there is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling underwhelmed. I am not whelmed enough.
No.
I would like to be more whelmed. That's just testing audio, really.
Well-informed.
Yes. Underwhelmed. And we do have, there's a little crackles on the mics here. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know if you guys are picking it up. You probably are, but it seems to come and go. We can't figure out what it is yet.
Could be the bar fridge.
I don't think it's the bar fridge. No, because you can hear it when it kicks on and off and we unplug it. And
oh, you can hear the fridge ring. Yeah.
You can hear, like, if you're sitting where Kieran is, you can hear that fridge. You know when it's on and when it's off. So.
You guys have no idea how much time Ben has put into this, and Kieran has spent a lot of time here with him as well.
Yeah.
It's now gone.
Now the crackle's gone. It seems to happen when we switch. When I switch from one position or one mic to another, there's like a little crackle through the line.
It was happening when you were up there at one point.
Yeah. So we'll work on the crackle, but... That seems like a segment now. Work on the crackle. We'll work on that crackle, folks. Yeah.
But that was great. I wanted to ask, you said you'd rather drive in the rain than snow.
No, that's not what I meant to say.
Right.
I'd rather drive in the snow than in the rain.
Because I've heard you
Did
say
I say that backwards?
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. And
yeah, yeah.
And I was pretty sure it was the other way around.
It is the way, or I'd rather drive in snow than drive in rain. I do not like driving in the rain. The snow, you can see.
Yeah.
You know? And usually if it's really snowing, no one else is dumb enough to be out there driving. So you're alone.
Yeah.
I've driven in some pretty hairy conditions, man.
Mm.
Ice storms. I drove across Pennsylvania in a blizzard once to do a college.
Yeah.
I went out and rented a car. My dad rented a car for me. I was too young. I still couldn't rent a car. You had to be 25. So I was like 24, and I had to rent a car. So I had to go to my dad's and get him to come and rent a car with me. And then we went back to their house. We turned on the TV, and it was a weather forecast. And the guy goes, "The last thing you want to be doing today is driving across Pennsylvania." And we just burst out laughing, the two of us, like, oh, shit. That is exactly what I'm about to do.
Oh, God.
And then I did it. And there was no one on the road. I just drove, like, 40 miles an hour.
He cleared the roads for you.
Across Pennsylvania, which is a long way to go if you're doing the speed limit. And then you can turn that off, the
heater.
Just hit the power button.
That's not going to be affecting the...
No, but... I don't even think they can pick it up, but it is blowing right on you.
Yeah.
I just drove super slowly, and I got all the way through Pennsylvania, and do you know what state's on the other side?
I'm not even going to... I think I might know, but I'm going to...
Oh, it's just interesting.
I'm not going to say it.
Because even people that grew up here and stuff are like, I know all the states, I think, but where exactly are they in the puzzle? It's Ohio.
Ah, I would have been right, too.
And there's that little crackle again. Son of a bitch. I think maybe just when I blew, I just got loud on this, and maybe that, maybe I blew that shit up.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Pennsylvania's...
Look out!
I was going to say, Pennsylvania is so wide that, like, it doesn't seem like Ohio would be on the other side. It seems like Ohio's further.
Yeah, it seems like
right?
It'd be Nebraska or Utah, but there's a lot in between. But so, yeah, I got through all the way to Ohio, got to the college.
Oh, I see it the other way around.
What do you mean?
Like that, you know, people don't realize how wide Pennsylvania is.
Right.
So they don't think that they've gotten all the way to Ohio by the time they're on the other side.
Oh, because they don't realize.
Yeah.
But if they're driving it, they're going to realize while they're driving it. They're,
right.
You'd be like, yeah, it took us 7 hours to get across.
I know, but just thinking about it in your head.
And it's Jersey on the other side? Wait, hold on a second. I think we're going the wrong way. But so I got all the way through there, and then I got to the college. And not only was it a blizzard, but the kids that were promoting the show did not promote the show.
Oh,
like,
God.
They didn't tell anyone about it. And they were like, sorry, man, we just didn't do it.
They just forgot?
I'm like, I just...
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I need the money, man. That's why I'm here. And they're like, well, you have to do the show if you... if you want the check, we'll pay you. But we can't pay you unless you do the show because we're going to get in trouble. I'm like, so I have to
what?
Do a show for no one. I did a show for no one.
Oh.
Except them. You know, it was literally like four kids in a theater that would have held 1,000 kids.
Little did you know.
Yeah, it was practice.
2020.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it's already 2022.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2022. 2022. What is possible?
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. Cheers, you guys. We made it through. I think it's time to do a drive-by. It's time for you to drink your drink.
Nice. That's awesome, babe. Oh, there you go. Get up and get your heart rate
get
up.
Get your groove on.
Get your blood pumping.
Take a drink, everybody. Cheers to you. Thanks so much. You guys asked for extra time, so I made this long. Because you were like, we have to grab our drink, we have to come back, we have to be ready for the toast. So this is going to be on for the rest of the show. Just kidding. Wait, who's up now? Cheers, folks.
Cheers.
We also have single shots. It doesn't always have to just be both of us. So,
cool.
So cheers, everybody. Now it's just me. I blocked you out, babe. You're
gone.
That's
fine. That's cool. All right.
So let's go ahead and do something here, guys. How about, like, maybe a viewer question?
I was going to say, are you ready for a viewer question? Okay. Should I ask it while the thing's going?
No, you have to do, like, something like, I'm Emma Gleason, and this is viewer questions. You totally don't have to do that. So we're going to take a viewer question, and I think you've got one, eh, babe?
I'm Emma Gleason, and I'm here with your viewer question for the day.
Oh, my God.
You asked for it.
People are going to be very excited about the viewer question.
Today's viewer question is, Ben Bailey, do you have any pet peeves?
Do I have any pet peeves?
Yes.
Yeah, Sparky. I have a pet peeve, and his name is Sparklebark.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many pet peeves. Who asked that? Do we have a username?
This was, no.
I always like the usernames.
There's occasionally some people who just have their username as anonymous on YouTube. And
well, maybe that. Did you ever think maybe that's actually their name?
Could be. No.
Did you ever think that?
So
this person's anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
That's lame. I want to know their fucking username because I like to pick on their usernames.
Okay.
But so that was their question. Do I have any pet peeves?
Yes.
Okay, Anonymous. I'm gonna defer to Emma Gleason to answer this question.
Oh, God.
It's just a yes or a no.
Yes.
Yes. I have so many pet peeves.
Yes.
Anonymous, I am a perfectionist. I can't help it.
Actually.
And so many little things annoy the shit out of me. I can't even begin to tell you.
I think the answer is actually all of them.
Yes. Do I have any pet peeves? Yes, I do. I have all of the pet peeves. There's none left for anyone else. I do. I mean, certain little, I was thinking about like things that are like really uncomfortable or things that really suck. Like when you're pulling on a sock and you get, there's a hair in it and it gets pulled tight between your toes. Is that like the worst? Just like, so there's one. That's what I was just thinking of the other day. I hate that.
It doesn't sound pleasant, but I don't think I've ever had that happen to
You've
me.
You've never in your life had that happen to you?
And look at all my hair.
And you, yeah, and it's your hair that's getting caught in my toes. And it doesn't happen to you? How the fuck is that possible? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just coughing
I'm killing.
A lot
I'm
again
killing in the room. That's what's happening.
When I laugh. It's the dryness, I guess.
It is so dry.
Yeah.
It's just so dry.
Extra dry in the studio.
Yes, it is, as it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We don't want moisture in here.
Yeah.
Too many some things in here. here we go. We got to do it.
Too many what
things? Some things in here don't react well with bullets.
Oh.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one, you guys.
I think we're all going to know. Concon says Ben's pet peeve, bad sound.
Bad sound. Oh, that's definitely on the list, Concon. You got that right.
Oh, and I have another. While people are answering that, I have an audience question, a live one.
Oh, you've got a live question in the live feed? Okay. We got a movie quote out there, folks, so remember.
McBangus asks, are you touring anytime soon?
Yes, McBangus, I am, actually. My agents dumped me for reasons unbeknownst to me and unrelated to me, I believe. And so I just started booking some shit myself. And I've got some stuff. I'm going to be in St. Louis February 18th and 19th at the Funny Bone at St. Louis. Oh, guess what, guys? Breaking news. We interrupt this program to bring you the sound of Sparky howling from the upstairs room.
Your breaking news is so long that the Sparky howl is like over.
Well, I just, okay. By I guess time. I'll work on that. Make a note.
No, it's just funny. Breaking news.
I just love that Sparky's our breaking news correspondent. When he chimes in howling, oh shit, there's some new news in from Sparky Barks. But the real breaking news is I have some gigs. St. Louis, February 18th and 19th. I will be at the Funny Bone in St. Lou. It's at Westport Plaza. It's a great club.
Cool.
I can't wait to go back. There's a lot of cool people there that I like.
Nice.
And yeah, it's always a good time. And then the weekend after that, which is just the Saturday, February 26th, I will be at the Shore Club right here in New Jersey in Spring. I think it's in Spring Lake Heights or somewhere near Spring Lake down there.
Okay.
Spring Lake. I think it's Spring Lake Heights. It's called the Shore Club. They haven't done stand-up there before. They're opening a club there. I think it's just going to be weekends at first. And this might be the first show they're doing. I don't know, but it's going to be fun, man. So, yeah, if you're in the Jersey area and you're wondering if I'm going to be out doing some shows anywhere near you sometime soon, February 26th, I'll be at the Shore Club.
Yay.
Right here in Astida, New Jersey. And maybe an hour after that, I'll be right back here at home.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is one of the good things about that.
Nice.
Then I have I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago in May.
Right.
Zany's Downtown Club, May 18, 19, and 20, and then at their club in Rosemont for just the Saturday, the 21st. And then, there's big jumps here. Sounds like I got all these gigs, but the next one is in November.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No, there's one in July. I'm sorry. There's one in July. I'll be at the DC Improv in July.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the exact dates. 28 to 30, I think. I screwed that up. The DC Comedy Loft. I'll be at the DC, not the DC Improv, the DC Comedy Loft.
Whoops.
Wrong club. I was like, man, Ben looks a lot like Tony Woods this week. Sounds like him, too. The DC Comedy Loft with DC Benny is going to open those shows.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, it's his namesake. Sometimes I call him District of Columbia just for fun. He's going to open. We're going to Blow the Doors Off the DC Comedy Loft, July 28th through 30th. I'm pretty sure those are these are going to be posted very soon, you guys.
And you put some of them on the website already.
Well,
right?
I haven't actually put them on the website. If you guys want to look at the website, it's right here, but it doesn't
How
have
cool
the dates on
that?
It yet. Yeah, and if you you have to open it in the other in the source menu though, Karen.
And that's the that little thing, the mailing list thing there, guys. I want to explain.
Yeah.
We could change it up. It asks people for their zip code as well, and I know people are, you know, I'm like, why do you want this personal information about me? But it's just so that we can alert you to the shows that
yeah.
are just in your area.
Yeah, it's like a geotag, so that when I'm going to be touring anywhere near where you are, you will get an email, and you won't get all the ones that are not about
your
area.
Yeah, you don't need to get the ones about Kalamazoo. And
so, yeah, you'll get a thing. If you go to the website here, which is therealbenbailey.com, this is what you're going to see. Kieran's actually navigating around. He can't click on things, but he can highlight them. So if he goes up to that one in the middle, that is the Patreon page. If you guys want to sign up to be a patron, to support us, whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. My touring, even though I just told you about a bunch of new dates, it's not what it used to be, and it's been 2 years since I've really been able to work. So
yeah.
we're trying to turn this show into a source of income so we can keep doing it and making it better for you guys. One way to do that is you guys can go to the Patreon page. You just roll up there, click on that, and then you sign up. You could give us, you know, pay $1 a month, $2, $4 a month is what people do, $5. Some people do more, $20. Somebody did $50. But every little bit helps. So if you guys appreciate the show, please head over there and do that. And also, here's another thing that we didn't get to mention last time. If Kieran was to like also, there's all the social media links there. So if you wanted to follow on anything, they're all listed right there where Kieran's got the cursor now. And if you move over to the end there, you'll see it says Shopify store. And if you click on it like Kieran just did, it will actually take you there. But so this is a pretty interesting thing, man. And I'm not gonna take you to the store yet. I'm just gonna come back to this shot and tell you what it is. So basically, we've set up, instead of saying to you guys, hey, make a donation to No Kid Hungry or Feeding America, we've set up this store on Shopify, and it has a bunch of different merchandise with the logo for the big new show. And basically, it's, you know, there's hoodies and stuff, and I'll show you in a second, but whatever you guys buy, a percentage of that is going to go to Share Our Strength. It's already built into the site. And there's that static again. I hope it goes away. Ha! Go away, you! Go away now! I don't think that helped. But that's what they teach. Oh, wait a minute. No? Yes? No. 10%? I can't remember. I think it's 10% of any purchases that you guys make on our Shopify page will go to Share Our Strength, which is the sister or parent company with No Kid Hungry. So let's take a look at the... Here's the Shopify page. You can see we got all that hats and T-shirts and notebooks and buttons and hoodies and mugs
that?
And stuff. And we're going to get some. So we're going to have some on the show, and we'll be able to show them off to you guys.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
But if you guys go there and you buy anything from this page, from the Shopify, it's Ben Bailey Comedy on Shopify. Look, there's phone cases. There's a hat. Look how totally unhappy that woman looks about her new big show with Ben Bailey cap.
She's the most hilarious model ever.
We got a big tote bag, a nice tote bag. Yeah, so anything that you guys buy on here, some of it goes to us, some of it goes to the charity. So you're helping us, you're helping them, and we appreciate you, whatever you guys do. All right? So, and how cool is the way that we just got there? Like, that's just phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Booyah!
Babe. All that hard work.
And it crackled again when I got loud, so. All that hard work is paying off, folks.
Yeah.
So far, so good. And we've had breaking news. We've had a lot happen here. They've seen the comedy club. What were you going to say, babe?
Oh, and I was going to say, and then there's the way that Kowalski has tipped you tonight.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can just do a tip.
Direct through Venmo.
Right.
Your Ben Bailey comedy. And, yeah.
Yeah, you can tip me there. And don't quit your day job is not a tip that I appreciate.
He said, big new show, same small tip.
that's what Kowalski said.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. And again, the rest of you learn from this man. He pays. He's appreciative and he pays.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool, man. I feel pretty good about how things are going tonight.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm enjoying live from Vix. And we did the movie quote. I'm going to play this again, and I'll give it to you guys one more time.
Oh,
people were maybe guessing I'm not watching at all.
Yeah, sorry.
Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
Oh, we have answers.
Do we? All right, what have we got?
Jeff Watkins says Hunt for Red October.
Oh, close. No, it's The Hunt for Red October.
Sean Connery. Oh, Kevin Rubble also guessed that.
Yeah, well, that is correct. It's The Hunt for Red October.
Con says Admiral Ramius.
Ramius. Yeah, but he's a captain. I don't think he's an admiral. Maybe he's an admiral. Ramius is trying to defect. Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Good call, you guys. You nailed it.
Nice. I didn't look over on Facebook.
We are going to set it up. We don't have it set up yet. But if you guys, so whoever gets the movie quote right and gets all three, we're going to give you a code for the Shopify shop.
Oh,
you
nice.
Go get yourself a little something.
Cool.
Go out and get yourself something nice. You done good. You go out and get yourself something nice.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. Very cool. Super fun. How far in are we, by the way? I have no idea.
37
minutes in already.
Mm.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
This show is going to fly by. Thank God, because I hate it. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, everyone. I love it. I am loving it. I'm feeling very good about it.
That's great, babe. When it works.
I kind of feel like, at least around here, it's cold winter. So it's a rough time of year right now for people. So I thought maybe you guys would like to just go to the beach for a little bit.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Oh, it's a lovely shot. Very relaxing. Oh, hello, there's a man on the beach.
Yeah, hey everybody. Welcome to the beach. It's my beach, it's mine, it's all mine. There's nobody here but me, understand? Nobody comes to this beach except me. It's my own personal beach. Nobody but me. Hey. Who the hell is this guy? Hey, get off my beach! Get off my beach, you son of a... I'll be back. I'm not through with you yet.
Very entertaining. Nice work.
It's on you, babe.
It was. I just put my woolly on. You made me feel cold. Going to the beach. Not that that makes
Here's
any
our first
sense.
major screw up here, guys.
Well, you know what? I think it was worth it just to see you on the beach like that.
We just got to arrange our layers a little bit. We're going to try that again.
Fun and silly.
Oh, there was a glimpse of me shirtless on over here, too. Are you allowed to move it around right now, Kieran?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Let me know when you're ready.
I think that's it.
Okay, cool. It's time for the Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World Weird News with Emma Gleason. Hey!
Hey!
Wow, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So you have a weekly news report here for us?
I do. This one is it's very scandalous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's about a beauty pageant.
Oh, wow.
Some major scandal in beauty pageant. The entrants were getting in a lot of trouble.
Oh, they were.
Because they were doing all sorts of things. Using all sorts of illegal substances, and a lot of them got kicked out.
Oh, jeez.
Of the beauty.
The beauty pageant contestants were using performance-enhancing drugs or, like...
Botox.
Illegal substances. Botox.
Yeah, and... but the surprising... the very
There's a twist?
Yes.
Wait, so we have a little thing that we're going to put up, but I want to make sure it's in the... Because I think you might be to one side a little bit, so let's... There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Oh. So here is our first beauty pageant contestant. These beauty pageant contestants are from the United Arab Emirates. And.
Wow.
Yeah. These Saudi camels. Apparently, camels are the. One of the measures of beauty for them is. Is flopping lips.
Are you serious?
And so the owners would like actually will like stretch out their lips and things and do all sorts of stuff to the camels, and they were giving them Botox injections to smooth out.
And what, like, what's at stake? What sort of prizes are?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. Okay, well that explains that.
Guess how much the
prize camel wins?
I don't know if it's...
The camel doesn't see any of it.
There's different reports. Some of them...
Camels have been getting humped for years in this competition.
But just have a wild guess. Just have a wild guess at, like, how much money they're giving away in this competition.
$50,000.
What were you saying, Kieran?
Kieran, he's over-exaggerating your exaggeration. There's no way it's going to pay off.
You're not even there yet. $66
million. $66 million?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
It's crazy, right?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, $66 million in prize money.
Well, you can flap my lips up for 60. Do whatever you want to my hump.
Yeah.
Inflate my lips, whatever you want to do.
But they take it very seriously. There's big money at stake, and 40 camels have been disqualified, and then there's like, and then the entrance, like, they're not allowed back in the competition again, and so it's like, it's serious if you get caught doing these things, and they've been cracking down on it this year. They like and they like alter their necks and their humps, injectables into their humps to make their humps look perfect and stuff. So the poor camels.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So yeah, they're using.
Did you guys see me walk by when I came over here? Did I walk in front of your shot?
I didn't see, sweetie.
Okay, good.
No.
We got our layers right on that one.
But yeah, so now they have special advanced technology that they're able to actually detect the tampering with. So, yeah.
Wait, they can detect if the camel has been Botoxed.
Yeah, and
in
if
the hump.
And if its lips been stretched out and its nose.
Now, is there what is the competition? Is there like a talent portion? Do they play the flute? Do they? are they asked questions at the end?
No, beauty. It's the most like beautiful camels. And,
right, but you
and,
know.
Honestly,
Miss America, Miss Universe, which, let's be honest, we're one planet. I mean, who knows what's out there? It's like Mr. Universe, Miss Universe pageant. It's only people from Earth, is what I'm saying. Why would you even... Man, galaxy is way too huge of a title. Universe is like, holy shit. Are you? People on far-off planets are like, are you kidding me? You believe these Earthlings?
Yeah,
it's like how people in Europe feel about the Super Bowl or the World Series, you know?
Right.
Japan is always like, yeah, that's, it's the World Series, is it? Okay. It's the American Series.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing at how they feel, but I feel pretty confident about that one. Real-time laughter in the room. Uh-huh. Sorry, I know that embarrasses you when I say that.
Well, it's not like I haven't been laughing all night.
I know. So why would it doesn't imply that you haven't been
lot.
Laughing.
Anyway.
Anywho. Good story.
That was a,
what happens to the people? They just get kicked out of the competition.
Yeah, they get kicked out.
And then there's this camel with big pouty lips.
Think there might
like, I can't believe you did all of this to me and then we just got kicked out. My hump is so big I can't even get into the barn anymore. And my lips are so huge it makes it hard for me to eat. And we got kicked out of the competition.
And they're even like they're
that's how camels talk.
Inflating parts of their body and their muscles and like using rubber bands to like the poor camels. So,
the poor beasts.
Yeah. So I'm pleased that it's not just that it's stopping them from cheating; it's also protecting the camels.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Some things in here don't react well with bullets.
And there's some races and other things, but like
there's some races.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's a
big to do
festival. Yeah,
there's a lot to do there.
Yeah,
interesting.
All right, so I have other stories if you want any more.
Oh, we don't have to do another story. I mean, we could do whatever. We have all kinds of stuff that we can do. I just can't think of any of it right now.
You know what? I made a note.
I know what we should do. I think we should hit warp speed.
I was going to say you're talking about Miss Universe.
Mm.
I thought the only way to get there is... You
know, it's like this?
It's exactly like this.
Is that what you were thinking, Kieran?
I hope you guys are enjoying these things. We've had a good time with it. Making them and getting them to work. I hope you're having a good time with it. It's funny. I don't know what reminded me, but I was remembering one of the first times I ever went into New York City. I was kind of nervous. I was only like 15, 14. I wasn't supposed to be there. My friend and I did the, like, I'm going to his house. And he was like, I'm going to Ben's house. And then we, like, jumped on a train and went into New York. We're shitting ourselves. And then we get into the city and we come out of the PATH station.
Yeah.
Which is a, like, train system that connects New Jersey to New York under the river. Under the dirt under the river. It's not just, like, true to water, because that wouldn't be safe. And we get out of the PATH station. We come out and there's an older couple on the street in front of me. They're going across 6th Avenue. At like 8th Street, 6th Avenue and 8th Street. And I'm waiting behind them. And the old guy starts to take a step before the light has changed. And the woman puts her hand up and is like, wait, wait. And I'm thinking, oh, that's sweet. She's looking out for him. You know?
Yeah.
They're such a sweet old couple. And he turns around and he goes, will you shut the fuck up? I was just like, oh, my God. This is not what I expected. You know, like you see an older couple and they're smiling. You expect them to be sweet. But they're not always filled with the sweetness and wisdom that you expect.
No.
From the elders. And that inspired, that gave me an idea for this.
Where the hell am I? Who the hell are you? What are you doing up here? You think I came all the way up this mountain because I wanted you to come up after me and ask me questions? Leave me alone! Get out of here! Ha! Ah! Get out of here! Go on! Who needs you?
Oh, you should have let it play. You should have let it play. What are you doing? Someone say something.
Okay.
Kieran hit a button. He wasn't supposed to, but he did.
I think you need to.
Out of frame.
Yeah, but I was going to come back in.
Yeah.
there's another laugh in there. That's okay. We didn't have a chance to go over it.
On the next one.
Oh, that static is killing me, man. I wonder what that is. It's just like it's throughout.
We can add that to the list of pet peeves.
Yeah. Well, it's already there. It's right at the fucking top right now. The wise old man on the mountain.
That's funny.
I just had that idea for this character, and that was it. I hope you guys liked it.
That was great, babe.
There was a little more to it, but we'll get to it next time.
Yeah.
You leave him wanting more.
Exactly.
Yeah, always leave them wanting more.
See the evolution of the wise old man on the mountain.
The wise old man on the mountain. Maybe he'll get theme music at some point. Maybe we'll just go back. Oh, breaking news. We interrupt this evening's broadcast to let you know that Sparky is howling.
Can you guys hear him?
I feel like it's coming through a little bit.
Oh, it's very sad and mournful.
Yeah.
Poor Papa. Oh, that reminds me.
He's been driving me nuts. He woke me up like 3 times today.
Oh, really? 3 times?
Well, 2 at least.
Oh, jeez.
You got to throw a little. It's a show, so 3.
Sorry.
3 times? Well, no.
No, but,
it's a program.
Sounded a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. In the future, I'll go with your lies.
Yeah. No, I think it was twice.
Yeah.
It was twice, yeah.
All right, 3 is okay for an exaggeration.
Yep. He's a loudmouth. It's like, dude, this isn't a castle. We're not at war. People can approach the building. You don't have to alert the, like just settle down, dude.
People and birds.
Birds too. Yeah. You know? Oh my God, there's a squirrel on the back fence, 400 feet away. Thanks for letting us know. Just settle down. You have it made. just fucking lay down and relax.
He really got me the other day, didn't he?
He's in the doorway. Like, I think. I'm like, dude, you're just looking for something. There's nothing.
You were down here in the studio, I think, right?
Probably.
Soundproof studio and or in the office next door. And, oh, my God. Oh, he barked so loud. And then
it is crazy. If you're in the room next to him.
My head off.
Here's what happens, you guys. Sparky is a good dog, right? But things change. The leaves fall from the trees. And then you can see like 40 times more.
Yeah.
Than you can see when the trees are green. So that now Sparky can see cars going by on the road, anybody that's walking by in the street, anything. He could see like 1,000 more things a day. Yeah. And so it just makes him, he's always in whatever room he's in, he's up by the window and he's just watching. And there's like a woodpecker 4 houses away. And Sparky's like, oh my God, there's a woodpecker over there. He can't help it. He just wants to let us know. He's trying to do his job, you know. But man, I wish he would shut up sometimes.
He's been pretty good, too. He was sitting on his bed the other day, and you leaned over and gave him a pat and went, oh, I can smell Sparky.
Yes. Yeah. Since I had COVID, everybody, I haven't smelled so good. I lost all sense of smell and taste.
Mm.
And then taste came back, like mostly, not completely, but smell, like I couldn't smell anything for the longest time, for months.
Yeah.
And then slowly, like, and it was weird because like everything just smelled, any smell that was very strong was one that was strong enough for me to smell it, but any smell of that strength smelled the same as all the other ones. So it was just like this generic, very intense smell. That smelled like nothing I've ever, like it did. There's nothing
odd.
I compare it to. It's like if dirt was on fire, or like it's just like such a weird smell. So all of my, like, I love the smell of eucalyptus. I've always been a fan of the smell of eucalyptus.
Well,
maybe I was a koala in a past life.
Yeah, long before you met me.
Yeah, I've always loved it, and I couldn't smell it. It smelled like that intense smell, as did any strong smell. So insert the bad strong smell of your choice. Now that, to me, smells the same as my favorite smell in the world.
Right.
And it was awful. It was so weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
And then it came back in weird ways. Like, I'd smell something for like a second. I'd be like, huh? Hmm? Gone. Nope. And then just recently, and it's been almost a year. Like, I had COVID last March.
Yeah.
Just recently, some of the more subtle smells have come back. And I had, like, forgotten about them. Like, I was petting Sparky, and I was smelled. And he didn't have a bad smell. He had that dog smell, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, my God, I remember this.
Yeah.
There's, like, subtle odors that are great. They say your olfactory senses are the ones that trigger memories the most.
Yes.
So a smell will bring you back somewhere.
You know, I was watching something the other day. It was an interview show, and this actress on it was saying that she was doing 2 different roles at the same time in 2 shows, and they were both like quite intense. And she used a scent to get herself into the role quickly. Like, that was her, her thing.
Oh, my God,
like,
that's genius.
Yeah, isn't it? So smart. I've heard of everything, like a walk.
So she would smell it while she was working on the character.
Yeah.
And then she would sniff it. She's like, hold on. Are you ready? Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, ready. That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
I'm so going to use that if I ever book another acting role. Haven't had an audition in months.
But, yeah, she said, like, then, you know, she'd smell that, like, one of them was like a citrus, orangey citrus and something else. And just, like, so was the character to her. And it would just take her there as soon as she, like.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to do that. I'm going to concoct special odors, aromas, just for different characters.
Yeah.
That suits them. But first, let's do another drive-by. And I'm pouring the bartender, which is Garrett, just offered me another beer. And there was some sort of mishap back there. Oh, he unplugged his headphones. No one's danced yet.
No one being you.
Yeah, no one has danced yet, meaning I haven't danced yet. It's time for you to drink your drink. Cheers, everybody. It's a cash cab drive-by. New style. Drink your drink. It's time for you to drink your drink. Boom.
Nice.
The big new show, episode one. I can't believe it, man. It's just so awesome.
Are you a smelly cat?
Cheers, everybody. Am I a smelly cat?
I don't know. But
maybe they're just fans of Phoebe's music.
I haven't introduced my cat yet, have
Smelly
I?
Cat. Maybe that's how it came up. Yeah, let's take a look. Who's that over there behind you?
You know what? It's 9 o'clock already.
I know. Is that one of the stars of Bwam?
It is. Would you like to would you like to meet? I think it feels like a her.
Yeah, she seems like a she.
I don't know if these are, yep.
They should reach.
Just didn't want to ruin anything. This is, you guys have put in.
This is a cat that we... That we purchased. This was a prop for Bwam, which is Badly Written Action Man. And we so should have a place for you guys to go and look at that right now. But it's on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube or you haven't been to the YouTube channel, which you should, please go to YouTube and subscribe for our channel. It helps us a lot if you guys do that. If you're watching on YouTube and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. The main video on the YouTube channel right now comes up as soon as you go is Bwam. Badly Written Action Man. And one of the stars is with us in the studio right now. Oh my God, how awesome is that thing?
How cool.
Hello, kitty.
How cool is she?
I feel like we're asking for a breaking news update. Sparky's like, did they sneak a fucking cat in and it's on the show and I'm up here? Oh, and she purrs.
She purrs.
How cool. So we got this amazing, because we thought evil villain... Played by DC Benny. He played him very well. We thought evil villain should be petting a cat because that's kind of, you know, that's what evil villains do.
Yeah.
So we got this awesome prop cat.
Yeah, I found her.
And then we didn't turn her on, so she's not moving.
No,
it's very realistic. It moves and it meows and it purrs.
I turned her on and I gave it to DC and said, okay, you've got to, like, and then I went into, and then I went into makeup.
Right.
And I said, you've got to, like, I can't remember what it is, but, like, after a while, she'll stop and goes off. So you have to turn her back on. But look, she, like, even rolls back.
She'll roll back and, like, put her paw up and her eyes blink,
she wants
right?
To be like, yeah, she moves her eyes and everything. I was, like, so happy that I found this amazing cat that, like, you can, like, one of the main reason that they make them is for... elderly people who may have dementia or any kind of senility.
Right, so they kind of have a cat, but they don't have to remember to feed it?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and it's so...
That is a no-maintenance pet.
And they've found that, like, therapeutically, like, this is...
It helps.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember you saying that now, and we got it.
Good
yeah.
As, like,
it also, it doesn't have to shit in a box in your house, which is the biggest downside of any cat.
It doesn't smell, it can't scratch you, like... But, like, you can't help but, like, just want to pat it. It's
It feels very much like you have a real cat with you.
Yeah, especially with the purring. I
when it purrs and it's doing that
little
thing.
I can feel the purring,
it's,
yeah.
It's like, let me stop touching my head.
It's amazing. We haven't.
If it were a real cat, it would, like, come over to you and be like, will you pet me, will you pet me? And then you start petting it and it scratches the shit out of you. Like, wow, this thing is so realistic. I fucking hate it.
She's a bit offended by that.
She was. She just, yeah, see, all attitude, even the fake ones. These fucking cats. That thing's awesome. And if you guys haven't watched Bwam yet, go and watch Bwam.
She needs a name.
DC Comedy Loft in July, and then I didn't get to the last one, which is Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. Michiganders. People that know me from DTE commercials, I'm coming. I'm doing shows back in Royal Oak at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, and that is in November, I think second weekend of November.
Nice. I might come along on that one with you.
Yeah, because that'd be great. Because we have friends that we can see there now, and we love going there. It's a very nice place that we stay, and there's good food, and yeah, it's going to be fun, man. In the meantime, we're going to be doing this every week. Please subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please sign up to be a patron, even if it's a couple of bucks a month. Whatever you guys do, it'll help out. Because we've put a lot into this show. We're going to keep it coming. We're going to keep making it as good as we can make it. And every little bit helps, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to those gigs. We got St. Louis, D.C., Chicago, Spring Lake Heights.
That's awesome, babe.
St. Louis, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey.
Kowalski is asking for Buffalo, of course.
Yeah, we're going to look into Buffalo, Dave. I'm booking my own stuff now, so they can contact me directly at benbaileybookings@gmail.com.
You're going to say Ben Bailey Boulevard.
Ben Bailey Boulevard. Oh, man. That if you guys don't know what that is, that's one of my, that's probably my signature stand-up bit.
Mm.
I've received some amazingly nice compliments about that bit from some very, very well-respected people in the comedy world.
Yeah.
About the Ben Bailey Boulevard bit. It's on the YouTube channel. You guys can watch that. It's on, it's the first bit on the Accidental Ornithologist special, which is on there. Another comic, a guy named Nate Bergazzi, which you guys have probably heard of him now. He was opening for me years and years ago. I don't think he opens for people anymore. I think he's blown up. He's doing very well.
Mm.
But I was about to record that special, and he was like, are you going to do any of your classic stuff like Ben Bailey Boulevard and Beaten Half to Death? And I was like, I wasn't going to. And he's like, I think you should, man. I'm like, but I did him already. He's like, yeah, but it's been a while, you know. So he gave me a good tip, and I put him in there, and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, that's cool.
So thanks for that, Nate Bergate. That's what I always used to call him. Back when we knew each other, long time ago. But I think we've made it. I think we've successfully pulled off the big new show episode one, you guys, which means there's only one thing left to do, and that's Sunday. You know when you're flipping calendar, goes to Sunday, and it just keeps flipping Sunday and Sunday and Sunday until...
flipping calendar.
Booyah! It's time for Sunday, everybody. A monster truck style commercial for today's ridiculous holidays, which are brought to you by the lovely and talented Emma Gleason, now shown without cat.
Cool. All right. So.
I just laughed like Butthead. Oh my God.
I said that.
I totally didn't mean to.
That was my fault.
Karen, you have to put your mouth closer to your mic, and then
I thought that's exactly what you sounded like.
I said I just laughed like Butthead, and Karen went red. He was like, "Oh my God, you did!"
I was trying not to say it.
I guess it's kind of kind of offensive. Beavis, I've been to the mountain, and it's good. That shit was hilarious. All right, so today, like all other days, in our fucking static is back.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap it up before I get really angry about that. I'm okay, everybody. I'm okay. Today, like all other days, is undoubtedly one, if not several, bizarro holidays, which Emma has right now for us. What do you got, babe?
I'm going to give you three of them.
Three of them. All right, I'll take that.
Well, the first one is, it's actually this week is...
That's okay. Just pretend it's today. You don't have to get that specific.
Cuckoo Dancing Week.
Cuckoo Dancing Week?
Yeah.
Now, does this involve birds, or are we supposed to dance like crazy people?
Yeah, a bit more that the second.
Okay, the latter.
The latter. It's from Laurel and Hardy.
Oh.
Did the cuckoo dance?
The cuckoo. Oh, is that a specific dance?
Yeah. Dance of the Cuckoos.
Well, okay.
It was a musical score.
You said that like you sent me a memo about it.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Hello. So, okay. So you dance like a cuckoo?
It's a theme song from the Laurel and Hardy films.
Okay.
And it's a tribute.
Cool. All right. So it's Cuckoo Dancing Day.
Yeah.
Cuckoo Dancing Week. It's a whole week.
It's been 90 years since.
It's been celebrated for 90 years.
No. Since they performed the Dance of the Cuckoos.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite an old one.
It's been around almost as long as Festivus. For the rest of us. What else have you got?
And then we have Feast of Fabulous Wild Men.
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men.
Yep.
What? Okay, what does that mean? Feast of Fabulous Wild Men.
I don't know. I feel like this is kind of a bit of a a stretch day. It's from mythological wild men to European forest men to the hottest males we know. We celebrate the wildest of them all with all kinds of feasts.
Wow.
It's not like...
Okay.
To me, that's a pretty pathetic excuse for
that's
a
pretty,
day.
That's pretty broad. It's pretty broad for a thing about dudes. Okay. Feast of Fabulous Wild Men.
Yeah.
So think of hot men and eat food.
Yeah. Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
All right. I refuse to participate.
Okay, well, maybe the Feast of the Ass is more, you'd say ass. is more.
Oh, I gotta do it. The Feast of the Ass.
Maybe,
that shit is blowing up.
Yeah,
Feast
maybe
of the
that's
ass
more
day.
Up your alley.
No.
Don't worry.
Is it about donkeys? Please tell me it's about donkeys.
It's a medieval Christian feast.
Oh, okay. It's a very staticky feast. Son of a bitch.
It commemorates the Israelites' flight into Egypt.
Oh, the Israelites.
It's predominantly observed in France as a variant of the Feast of Fools, which commemorated biblical donkey-related narratives, particularly the donkey that carried Mary or the Holy Family into Egypt following Jesus' birth. So... I believe that donkey carried them to the birth as well. That was
there's donkeys in the Bible.
Yeah.
You don't hear about them that much.
No,
I don't know.
It was always.
I just snuck off and made a technical adjustment, and
right.
I was trying to pretend I didn't miss out. There was, but I don't know.
There was always
totally
there was always a donkey in the manger, and when we did our little.
Oh yeah, there's always a donkey
nativity
in the manger,
scene.
Yeah. That's the one no one wants to be in the local. Yeah, you get to be the donkey. Like, what?
And carry Mary into the stable. And
that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
For an ass. We should have a feast in their honor.
Yep.
Feast of the Ass Day.
So we've got Feast of the Ass Day.
We've got Feast. It's a lot of feasting. Feast of Fabulous Wild Men.
Mm-hmm.
And their asses.
And
Cuckoo Dancing Week.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That's it. It's time for Sunday. I feel like... I don't know if we could do them both at once, but I feel like if we could have this going, yeah, we can't really. But I wanted to do this again just because it's fun, and I didn't do this last time. Somebody
nice.
Should be out there banging their head to that. Somebody. Mm. All right, it's time for Sunday. Everybody, here we go. This weekend, one day only, go outside and put your arms up like you're doing a chicken dance, but instead of doing a chicken, you do a cuckoo, because it's Cuckoo Dancing Week. Do it all week, not just today. And we know that, go out and eat some food and think of big, hot, muscular men, because it's Feast of the Fabulous Wild Men. While you're thinking of wild men, think of asses. Think of Feast of the Asses. Have a great day.
I think we need an explosion at the end
I
of that.
I think we do.
More
You're
than,
absolutely
more
right.
than at any other time.
I don't know.
The show.
Some of those were pretty appropriate. When you named that last holiday, I feel like a blow up was
that's
appropriate.
That's fine.
Was apropos.
I think you stuck the landing at the end. You were like, I can hear it's ending. You were like, have a good day.
I shortened it because it was so long before, and then I was like, oh my God, I got it's a feast of the ass. Guys, that is it for the big new show, episode
wow.
one. I can't believe we did it. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. Please subscribe if you haven't. Go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. Share the video. Tell your friends. You know, we're going to do this every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We're going to have new fun stuff for you every time. So,
and if you have a question for Ben for next week, if you just leave it in the comments on this video.
Yeah.
So if you're watching after... If you're not watching live, it's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Ben.
And I will go and I will look at the questions and I'll grab one from there for next week's show.
Yeah, so you guys get to participate. So sign up to be a patron if you can. It would be greatly appreciated. Sign up for the YouTube page. We'll let you guys know about any forthcoming stand-up dates. And other than that, that's it, man. We're going to keep doing this and having a blast. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week for the big new show. episode number 2.
That's it, you guys. That's the end with me. I look like arms and a headpiece. I look like I have no arms to do it. Upstairs. We're supposed to be dancing. We can't hear the music. That's me again. It's new guy Kieran. Get in here, Kieran.
Hello.
It's the big new show. Thanks so much, you guys. Come back next week. We're going to have a great time. Again.
Thank you for all the help.
We're going to be live from Vic's, which is live from Vic Henley's bar. We might see Boxing Ben's, which we didn't see tonight. We're going to, of course, have Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Movie World News. We're going to do movie quotes. We're going to do all the usual stuff. We're going to try to have a couple of new things for you each time. We're going to answer a couple of questions from you guys. We're going to do Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. We're going to blow it up at the end. It's going to be great and much, much more. For real, there's stuff that we haven't listed yet. It's the big new show. See you next week.